Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that you will not hear on the mainline news, or the lame line news, as some call it. You'll not hear it on the Communist Network news. We're talking about Dominion. We're talking about the Dominion hardware, software, voting systems, Dominion, deceit, and damages, the election fraud of 2020. And ladies and gentlemen, there was a fraud that took place. The fraud was known, and it's known, I believe, globally. It's known by the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. And if it's not known by them, why are they concerned about it? One of the things that we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is these things that we see taking place today in the Biden administration are not things that are just happenstances, just falling into place, not things that's just taking place by error or by inaction. They're things that's planned. In fact, it was Franklin Roosevelt said, and I quote, "In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way," end quote. So this wasn't an accident for this fraud to take place. It was planned. It had to have been planned and pulled off on the 2020 election. It had to have been planned for quite some time for that to have taken place like it did. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, report, the Zuckerberg's grant program, talking about the monies, demanded control of the elections. And he goes on to talk about the fact that the several hundred million, in fact, about 250 to 300 million was invested in Georgia. About another $300 or $400 million invested in the other battleground states, including Maricopa County and other parts of Arizona, to bring about the fraudulent election that took place. But ladies and gentlemen, if the election was not fraudulent, if the election was not stolen, if the election, if Joe Biden did really win the historic election with a landslide, then this coup that took place, as I'm calling it, if they really won, they would not be concerned about the election vote being recounted. They would not be concerned about the audit. They would not be concerned about what is taking place today. But they're going around with the hair on fire. I'm looking at an article that says an election is being audited. The reaction is the key. Notice now the headline. An election is being audited. The reaction to this is the key. The article is dated May 14th. Most publicly traded companies in America have their books audited every year. I'm sure there's a lot of reasons to do this. Chief among the reasons, however, is trust. Investors want to have a clear view of what the company did with the money that they gave to invest. The whole idea is that if the company's new product line does well, the company will share the results with their good work with their investors who finance their efforts. Audits keep everyone honest. Sometimes by finding and fixing mistakes, and sometimes by finding and fixing intentional dishonesty by employees or officers of the company. The basic question of auditings are being answered is this: is this organization doing what they say they're doing, or are the results being accurately depicted? Further in this article, it says, now, if you are in the big media, isn't this a great story to cover? A first ever audit of an election in a major election contest presently in Maricopa County, Arizona. I wonder why the big media's interest shows up most strongly in non-interest, followed by a derision of the idea of auditing the election at all. If you're a politician and believe you're elected, you were elected by a massive number of votes from legal voters, why would you not support an audit of the election process? Wouldn't your power be even greater after the audit verified your victory by a landslide? If you're a company providing election services to a voter, wouldn't you welcome the opportunity for your company, your machines, Dominion software, for example, and hardware, to demonstrate how fail-safe your election machines actually are? Good question, ladies and gentlemen. And yet that's not being answered in that fashion on a national level, especially in Maricopa County. The Democrats are trying their best to suppress the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, in these states, there are several of them. Some of them are more high profile today than others in the battleground states, but Pennsylvania and Arizona and Wisconsin and Michigan, et cetera, among others, are still in the throes of trying to figure out what really took place. They're looking for some kind of audit, some kind of determination, and they're trying to pass laws to prevent it from happening in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, the battle to find the truth and to expose this gigantic voter fraud in American history, I believe, is necessary today. I believe that Christians need to be praying and asking God to give wisdom to those that are carrying out the vote, carrying out the voter investigation and the audit. I believe that we need to be praying and asking God to intervene and to protect us from the ultimate demise. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very passionate about this. If our foundations, our biblical foundations that America was built on, if our foundations are destroyed, Christianity, our Bill of Rights, our religious liberties, the faith and the family and the freedom and the future of America, all at stake. It's not a matter of when you say, well, just leave it alone and we'll win in the 2022 midterms. Ladies and gentlemen, if we had a flawed machine system, if we had a flawed voting system in 2020, if it's not fixed now, if it's not revealed now, if the audits are not done now, if the truth is not revealed now, we have no hope for 2022 or 2024. So lay that aside. Put that question at rest, because we must come to the bottom of the issue of the coup that took place and the fraud that took place in 2020, or there is no purpose, there's no value, there's no benefit, there's no hope for a 2022 midterm election that the Republicans say, well, we're going to win in 2020. No, you won't. If this voting system is not corrected and people put in jail as a result of the fraud, we will not win. We will be looking at a 100% socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic control of America for all the foreseeable future. I believe we have Jose on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
I believe this goes to show one more time how crooked the Democrats are. Do you remember in 2016 when they were claiming that Trump wasn't the rightful winner? And Trump said, okay, let's verify the list. Let's see the dead people voted, the people that has relocated, people that has been in jail. He came out with that, and there was a lot of attorney generals that agreed with him. Well, the Democrats sued him, and the Democrats refused to do it. I mean, what do they have to hide? If they are so right that they won, you know what I mean? Why they're so afraid? Do you remember, I don't know if you heard about it, but Time Magazine, the left-wing magazine, came out with an article, I believe the first week of February of this year, bragging and literally explaining step by step how did they stole the election. It was published in the Time magazine. But the media is just silent about it. So I think that something needs to be done about it, because if not, they're going to keep stealing elections from here on. And I think that's what they're aiming. There's nothing else, because if they are so clean and they are so so sure that there was no fraud, what they are afraid of? You see what I mean? I mean, it's common sense.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just...
In fact, prior to the 2020 election, during the campaign of Sleepy Joe, China Joe, in his basement, he even made the slip of the tongue, or cognitively unable to know that he had said something out of order. But he made the statement, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have the exact quote before me. He made the statement that the Democratic Party had set up the greatest election fraud in history. And I'm sure when he got home that evening, his wife Jill said, Joe, you ought not to tell people what we're doing, son. Mm-hmm. Because I believe they knew what they were doing without any question. Yeah. And they carried it out precisely, brother, with the plants.
Yeah, the article from Time Magazine is step by step the year who got together, the homegrown terrorists, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, in unity with members of Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. They were meeting in different locations, and it is quoted in the article. And the article was published by Time Magazine. Literally, they got no shame bragging how they did it. But the media, you know, the liberal media, they don't mention that. They just say it's a lie from the conservatives. Well, the proof is there, but they don't want to seek the proof because they know that that's what they're going to use from here on down. Let's hope that a Republican that really loves this country step out to the plate and say, you know what, this needs to stop. I don't know how they're going to do it because the fake media is gonna twist everything like they always do. But it's just sad, brother. We have to pray. God bless you, brother. Have a blessed day.
Absolutely. God bless you. Thank you, Jose, for your input. You're right on target. That means that every Christian, what we need to do, by the way, for our listening audience and for Jose, we need to, as Christians, we need to vet candidates. We need to look at the candidate and not his party affiliation, say, well, he's a Republican, need to vote for him, but see how that Republican stands, see if he's truly a Republican. We've got too many rhino Republicans in name only in office across America, in our state and other states, and in Washington today. We've got those that claim to be Republican that took a stand against Donald Trump. We've got those that claim to be Republicans that had the control of the House and the Senate and the Oval Office when President Trump was elected, fall of 2017, 2018, and they refused to allow President Trump to have the freedom to enact some of the things that he wanted to do. That's the reason we still have the Obamacare that is in force today, is because the rhino Republicans would not allow President Trump to have the freedom to make real changes in our system that would be for the protection and benefit of the American citizens. So we need to, as Christians, we need to pray. We need to vet candidates, and we need to vote, and we need to make sure that we contact our elected leadership and say, this is where we're standing, this is what we're going to do. I'm looking at an article that says, Democrats sue to suppress the 2020 election Arizona ballots and the recount. Democrats in Maricopa County, Arizona, have gone to court to stop the hand count of the ballots for the 2020 presidential race. Arizona was one of the six states that Joe Biden won by a slim margin, with where lawmakers raised objections to the results, presenting evidence of voter fraud. The Senate Republicans recount launched this week. This was back several weeks ago now, when the county officials began delivering equipment that was used in the November election to the state fairgrounds, where the recount is to include all 2.1 million ballots. And ladies and gentlemen, that's just the start. This was where they voted, where they filed suit to repress it. And after this suit was filed, which was in the latter part of April and the first part of May, they've been continually filing suits, barrage after barrage of suits to try to prevent the recount in Maricopa County, the largest county where the evidence of most fraud took place in the Arizona election. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, as you know, they're doing their best. The enemies of America are doing their best to snuff out any opposition or any talk about the election fraud in the last presidential election. They immediately accuse those of us who offer evidence as liars. And if we dare to voice our opinion, we're censured and kicked off of social media. It boils down to a cultural and spiritual conflict between the forces of good and the forces of evil, between Christians and secular humanists, between a representative democracy and socialists and communists. Those who hate America are joined by academia and the godless mainstream media. Anti-American legislative and judicial agents are piling on to destroy traditional American values. Of course, all of this reinforces Bible prophecy, which foretold of a worldwide apostasy preceding the second coming of Christ. Israel's a nation again. The vast increase in knowledge and travel has happened just as prophesied by the prophet Daniel. And there are many, many more signs of the second coming, which are flashing and just shouting that Christ is about to return.
Brother, you're exactly right. It's as though the lightning flashes across the sky is saying, wake up, look up, lift up your head. I'm about to return, is what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying. You're exactly right. And what we find with this election fraud that had taken place, it was planned, it was absolutely precise, and they were involved in it. Here's an article, Joseph, that says, election fraud in the nature of evil. It seems that election fraud in Maricopa County, Arizona, is now a woke entitlement. The county leadership has told the state Senate that they will not turn over election equipment already under subpoena because, well, election fraud is an inalienable right of the Democratic politicians, and 1,000 or so Democratic attorneys and their paymasters are there to enforce their rights in the election, end quote. And this writer goes on to say, this, folks, is what happens to people when they begin to believe their own statements. The legislative body responsible for the election integrity can't inspect the election equipment in Maricopa County for the election of 2020 because it might reveal trade secrets. Yes, like how they cheated, I guess. Time for more Twilight Zone returns where Rod Serling, when we need him. Where's Rod Serling when we need him? If any of us are waiting for the corrupt government to behave rationally, just get comfortable and relax. We have all of eternity. Why? Because it will never happen. Corrupt governments cannot respond rationally to problems because the lines of power are not as depicted in the organizational chart. It doesn't matter if your local school board, mayor's office, county commissioner, state elected offices, or the governing bodies. It simply, this article further says, corruption destroys good government that treats everyone equally. And that's exactly, brother, what we see that has taken place. But as you have just so poignantly pointed out, we're watching the prophetic text, the eschatological prophecy of the Word of God coming to fruition. And as I tell people, Joseph, all the time, I'm concerned about it. I talk about it on the broadcast every day, dealing with the issues that I believe we need to, as Christians and conservatives, need to understand, face, and pray and ask God to intervene. But at the same time, I'm not frightened. I'm not worried. I know that Amen. God's in control. God's still on the throne, and God has it all in control. And it just means that Christians need to recognize where we are in society. And it means Amen. That Christians need to get back in the fellowship under the leadership of the Lordship of Jesus Christ and not continue this apostasy, the falling away that's taking place today. But you're exactly right, brother. And I don't know about you. I wake up each morning thinking, perhaps today.
Amen.
Perhaps today.
Amen.
Brother, thank you so much for your call, for your input. Keep on looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Dominion software and hardware, deceit and damages in the 2020 fraud election. And ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says Arizona Senate President drops bombshell election audit interference allegations against Maricopa County. This article is dated May the 13th. Although the majority of the members of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors are Republicans, listen to this now, they have been fighting the Arizona State Senate's forensic audit of the November election from the very get-go. Last week, the board refused to turn over routers. The Senate had, we're talking about now the routers, the software and the routers, the hardware Dominion system. The routers subpoenaed and claimed not to have the passwords to access administrative control functions of the election machines. Ladies and gentlemen, to simply put, those that are in charge of the Board of Election Supervisors in county, now the Senate has required them to turn over all the machines, all the passwords. There's a subpoena that's been issued. They're refusing the subpoena. Now they're saying they don't even have the passwords to the equipment. But ladies and gentlemen, I've got stacks of articles and other articles prove that they do have the passwords. They're refusing to turn over the passwords. Dominion Hardware and Dominion Software voting equipment company officials are refusing to allow their machines to be audited. And they've also discovered, ladies and gentlemen, that the machines, the voting machines, were connected by online to outside sources, and the machines were manipulated and controlled outside of the control of the Board of Elections in Maricopa County. It's not a matter, ladies and gentlemen, of saying that something happened right there on the site. It was all offline or online, off-site, where these things took place. And it's a sham and a shame, ladies and gentlemen, to find that this is taking place in Maricopa County. It's also taking place in one of the counties in Michigan. It's also taking place in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and other states, ladies and gentlemen, are still having low profile but yet high intensity in their research to try to ascertain what happened in this fraudulent election. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says Dominion Hardware refuses to hand over their ballot tabulator passwords to Arizona audit. Worries it would cause irreparable damage to their company if they did so. Yes, it would. If they turned this information over and the truth is discovered, it would absolutely irreparably harm Dominion Hardware and Software, because it would show the world that these machines and this system that's been used in Venezuela and other third world countries to make sure that the dictator, the fascist, continue to get reelected by the supposed majority of the populace. These same machines and these same software manipulation has taken place in the 2020 election in America. This article says, it's rather odd that we are constantly reassured that every aspect of the 2020 election was entirely safe, secure, and kosher, and yet the ongoing election audit process in Arizona's Maricopa County seems to have been marred with confrontation and setbacks on every turn. Are we trying to violate or to validate claims that the election was stolen? Because this is how you validate claims that the election was stolen or won legally. And it goes on to talk about what is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, with the Dominion Hardware Voting Machine Company. Here's another article. Maricopa bombshell. Elections database fully erased just before the audit began. A letter from the president of the Arizona State Senate, which is conducting an audit on the 2020 presidential election results in Maricopa County, has a bombshell. County officials apparently erased all of the election database from the computer just before turning it over under subpoena for audit, and the subpoena by the Senate of Arizona. Quote, we have recently discovered that the entire database directory from the D drive of the machine EMS primary has been deleted. The letter from the Senate President Karen Fan to the Maricopa Board of Supervisors and its chairman Jack Sellers noted, this removes election-related details and appears to have been covered by our subpoena. This suggests that the main database for all election-related data from the November 2020 general election has been fully removed. Can you please advise us to why these folders are deleted and whether there was any backup that we may have these deleted folders replaced? Here's another article. Arizona, where not a single illegal alien vote was disqualified. They've discovered enough, ladies and gentlemen, to discover that every illegal vote was never disqualified. Every illegal vote that was cast was counted. They're busy counting votes in Arizona again, this article says. You might recall this was the state that was called early on the election night by Fox News team, but took days to reveal a victory to Joe Biden by 10,000 votes or 3.2 million, supposedly. They're out of the 3.2 million that were supposedly cast. Where are the votes and how can we validate them? The question is asked on this. Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen, that is very poignant. Data files reportedly deleted in Arizona before providing machines to the Senate auditors may have been recovered by the audit team. The deleted database files noted by the Arizona Senate in their letter to Maricopa County Board of Supervisors may have been removed and then recovered by the audit team. This past week, we reported the bombshell that there were files that were erased from the machines requested to audit the audit of Maricopa County only days before providing the machines to the audits as subpoenaed by the Senate. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fraud, a mega major fraud, the greatest fraud that's ever been perpetrated in the election system in the United States of America. And here's an article. Dominion machines cover millions of voters, but watch how easy it is to rig one of them. This article says the credibility and the accuracy of the major supplier of voting equipment are now in question after chaotic election with disastrous with a disastrous resurfaced video, only heaping fuel to the fire. And it goes on to talk about how they had gotten computer geniuses to go in and show how simple it is to remotely change the votes on the Dominion hardware system. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says lawyer drops presidential election bombshell. Voter tabulation machine totals can be easily changed. This is from Michigan, ladies and gentlemen. A Michigan lawyer fighting for a full review of the 2020 presidential election results in Antrim County, says anyone with access to the voting tabulator machine can change an election, then backdate the election results. The fight in Michigan is one of the several that are being stirred up, taking place across America and the political spectrum in recent weeks. Goes on to the lawyer said, he says, and I quote here, and I'm telling you something we discovered this weekend. We can now show that after the election is done, someone, anyone really who has access to those tabulator systems can reopen the election, run more ballots through the tabulator, print off new tabulator tape with a new balance, and backdate the tape to November for the election. Ladies and gentlemen, it is astronomically validated and validatable that we had an absolute chaotic confusing, but yet nevertheless fraudulent election that took place November of 2020. We're concerned about it, and as Christians, we ought to understand that if we lose our nation, hear me, ladies and gentlemen, if we lose our country, if we lose our Bill of Rights, if we lose our freedom of religion, freedom of speech, right to keep and bear arms, if we lose our Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen, we've lost America, and we're on the fast track for that with China Joe in control of the White House, with Nancy Pelosi in control of the House, and, ladies and gentlemen, a very narrow by one vote control of the Senate. We need to pray and recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? We can ask God to intercede and prevent the foundations from being destroyed, ask God to intercede and replace President Biden with a proper president. We can ask God to give us victory to protect faith, family, and our freedom and the future of America. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.